What do you, you have a wagon and two horses. What's that long wooden piece between the horses?
The wagon, Tom.
Okay. And you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him between the what?
The shade.
And the steel outside of a wagon wheel is called what?
Steel outside of a wagon wheel?
Yeah. The metal thing that goes around the outside of the wheel.
Hub, I guess, is what you've been talking about.
Okay, well, the hub, you know, is inside, and then the spokes come out.
Yeah.
And fit onto it, and then the outside, the very outside, would probably be metal.
Yeah, on the wheel would be metal. I believe we call that the wagon tire.
Okay.
What do you have there?
That's one of the things I've got. One thing I've heard is that. When horses hitch to a wagon, what do you call that bar of wood that the tractor is fastened to?
Single tree. Double tree.
What's the difference?
Well, you see, you got two wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about, that big pole, I mean, you wouldn't want to call it, but we call that a double tree.
Snake
it out for you.
Okay. And after you, what kind of clouds did you have?
What kind of what?
Clouds.
Clouds. Mm-hmm. Well, you had steel beam, you had ton plows, and that was a plow. Now, they had the horrors. Some of them had spring tooth on them, and some of them didn't have them, but this was straight metal. I don't know too much about flying.
You sound no more than that. But what is it that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
Axle.
What do you call when you're laying a, when you want to chop a log of wood up? That X shaped plane that you lay across.
Now let me see what in the deuce would you call it. They had a name for it. I know what you're talking about. But it fits those things where you could saw it off of there, too. I reckon we call that a frame. Wood frame, I guess.
Well, what about the one that's A-shaped that you maybe put, you know, you take two of them and you put boards across it. Maybe make a table or use it to saw.
Talking about a wet bench?
You know, sometimes you have a plane made, instead of being X-shaped, it's made with A-shaped, with the beam across the top, two A-shaped legs.
Well, now, I've heard those cobblers call it the monobox, but they saw something where it would fit, you know, fit in the corner there. That's
yeah.
What you're talking about.
Okay. No, I wasn't talking about a mighty box. I was talking about another one of those things that, you know, that sometimes carpenters used to lay wood on when they saw them. And sometimes people would use them, you know, something like a church something to make a table out of them.
I believe you got me there. I really don't know too much about that. I don't remember seeing one.